Good morning. We Hilchos Rosh Hashanah finishing Tav Resh. Just want to go over one point. Just the question was asked yesterday about when you're talking about Shachianu on the second day and the new fruit and the or new clothing. Someone asked about Lucas Neiris. So what the reason's a little bit unclear. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says yes, she should say it, but she should be wearing new clothing or put the new fruit next to where she's lighting. So it's a little bit unclear. Does that mean that if she doesn't have it there, that she shouldn't? There's some machlokas about whether women say Shachianu or waits till Kiddush. Most women, I think, say Shachianu by Hadlokas Neiris. In this case, some say, well, since the dash is on the free, could be she should wait until Kiddush. People bring down that off of PK, she should just make Shechianu, and it's not considered, unlike the Mishnah Berurah, it's not considered a hefsek if she knows by Kiddush it's going to be, she's going to see the new fruit and stuff and whatever. Obviously, it's better for her to go ahead and to see the fruit. I think the Mishnah Berurah's point that if it's not there, it could be she shouldn't say Shechianu, and she should wait. Okay, Tafresh Aleph, Yom Sheni Mispalim Kamo Yom Rishon. On the second day, we daven exactly the same as we do on Yom Rishon. Korime Elokim Nisa Savram. We start from by the Akedah. At Soif Sedro Maftir Kori Kamo Esmol, and the Maftir is exactly the same as the day before. Vabin Yakirli. Maftir is the korban. Umaftir b'yirmiya, the haftar is in Yirmiya Komar Hashem Matzachin b'Midbar, which is not b'chana, which is the haftar of Zachar's of Yakel Ephraim and Rachel Mavaka ad having Yakel Ephraim. Motzi Rosh Hashanah Mavdilin Kamo Motzi Shabbos. Notzi Rosh Hashanah, you do the same thing about Tzei Shabbos. Hashem Yivarech Al B'Tzalim Ve'Al Ha'esh. Like any other Yomtiv, you don't say B'Tzalim or and you don't nor do you say B'Rei V'Rei Ha'esh. Beis Af Eretz Yisrael Oisim Rosh Hashanah Shnei Yomim. Unlike the rest of Yom Tov, it does one day because the second day is Safek Yom. Or the shulchim, whatever didn't get there, whatever it is. Kopanim, even zvan hamikdash, they would do. It was a gzera from the time of Ezra to do 2 days because in the time of Ezra, the two edim came and said after they brought the korban mincha, they said, oh no, we saw the new moon and today is supposed to be Rosh Hashanah, so they messed up the korbanos in the mikdash, so. Since then, Ezra Beis Dino was besaking that it should be two days of Rosh Hashanah, even though we know what day it is, but it's for Takana, whatever. I mean, there's a discussion: what's the dinner of the second day? The first day is the Arizal says the first day in the morning is that's a ding kasha, and after that person could sleep. The second day is discussed as it's a slightly different type of din. It's more achrim in it and different things like that. Ayin and all the svarim. Achapanim, that's the reason for the second day. Tafresh Beis Seder Sesimei Tshuva. So fine. So now. Beginning on to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Haga, Umis'ani, and the Machas Rosh Hashanah, Hutan is Tzibur. There is a Tzom Gedalia that the Olam, that we Mis'anim, Tzom Gedalia, which the reason, there's a couple of reasons actually. I mean, the reason, Klape, the Chorban Abayis, was that on Rosh Hashanah, Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. And he was the last Tzrid of the last governor in Eretz Yisrael before the end of Churban Bayis Sheni. That was like the last stage before they all there was complete galus. Some say Misa Tzadikim is Machaper. Different, obviously, and that's negate a certain way tshuva and stuff. It's a there's an extra there's an extra idea of it's one of the it's one of the haftaras of tshuva. It says that there's two haftaras of tshuva of there's Shavuot tshuva and Dir tshuva brought down of the seventh Shiva the Chemta, and then and then you have the. And you have of tshuva, that's one of the things. So it's, there's a lot of inyanim. Aleph, b'chol hayomim shebein Rosh Hashanah l'yom HaKippurim, marbim b'tfilos ha'sachnunim. People, you should, a person has to daven, and mevakesh, and the famous story of the famous mashal I think it's Shmuel, whatever, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes knocking on our doors on during the Seder Yemei Tshuva, and if we don't open, and if we don't open it, then we lose out even more. So we have to be marbi mitzvila sachnunim. He shall also, give us a good year and v'chulei. Avinu malkeinu erev avoker. We say Avinu malkeinu both in the morning and the evening. Milvad v'Shabbes, which includes Yom Kippur. V'afilu imchal mila she'en omrim tachanun, even if. There's a Mila, this Mila on Tachanun, feel hachi, Omer Avinu Malkeinu, it was not totally on Tachanun, it's even if there's no Tachanun on during Seder Yemei Teshuvah. Omer b'chol yom shalosh pa'amim vidui kodem alos ha'shachar, and the meaning is to go ahead and to say vidui three times and slichos for alos ha'shachar. B'lvay yom yom kippur she'ein Omer yosei elapam achas, and every Yom Kippur you'll say it once. The minig of the Gra was to only was only to say vidui one time, not to say it three times. even the rest of Seder Yemei Teshuvah. The Ein now again also with vidui, the person on Yom Kippur we say that we say al chel vidui peh. People have to understand the vidui is not just whatever. It's an important thing and it has to be done properly. You don't do it properly. You stop, just like rattle it off, and you have the alcheir yom kippur to bechaper, but it's not something you that you want to try to be misyachas to a little bit more than just so if you have a hard time focusing on threes, the shiur is going too fast. So do one. Ve'ein noisim cherim. We don't give a cherim, nor do we not mashbia a person. Not mashbia a person in bezdin. However, Mishabur brings down that there is a mitzvah to be there is a mitzvah to be shofet to hotzi gzeila miyadoi. I once sat on a bezdin where it was dafka like in terms of tshuva because the parties they were fighting and they wanted to try to have a resolution before Yom Kippur. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But they were trying hard, but they just sometimes it just it's too difficult. However, there is an idea of doing that. Ein mekachim halavana amotzi Yom Kippur. You don't do kiddush levana until Yom Kippur. V'shabbes shibayim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Mehaminig lomar b'otzi katzak tzedek. The meaning is to say tzikatzak tzedek. That right, even though it's Rosh Tevis bring down the bottom, the vav is. Because it's not the three tikkasot. Akhlapanim is and the person has to be if you, it's really for a person to learn we'll see in a second in the next simon, but after it's important to daven. It's one of the bigger values during Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Tafresh Gimel, af mi she'eno nizhar mi pas shel akum. Even someone who's not generally nizhar from pas akum, but says to me, tshuva tzarech lizar. What's this din over here? Originally Rebbe was geizer, no pas akum, because again with you're gonna come to socialize and things with goyim, so therefore he asked it. However, a later bezdin said it wasn't shaykh, so they said it's a chumrah, it's a good thing, but it's not we don't pass a maker a din. So there are people, it's a good thing to be machmir for pas akum, but meikar adin, everyone is mother, the Gemara says straight that they were mevatel the gzera. Now, in general, someone who's not machmir on eating only pas Israel, on seres mechuva, he should be machmir and try to eat only pas Israel. The question is, they ask, is what about something like chadash? Something where, you know, should you be machmir on chadash? Should you be machmir on something where you generally rely on this? It's a machlokes of pesukim. Generally, you rely on the more mekel shita. Should you be machmir for this shita? If the hechsherim, should you be machmir for a better hechsher than what you usually eat? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that, listen, pasachim, everyone agrees, is only a chumrah. So fine, you can do a chumrah. He said, well, something which is a machlokes is a machlokes of pesukim. And therefore, by you going ahead and you be okay, no, I'm going to be machmir like the second tzad. So then, you're being tofes that this tzad is an ikar also. So then, why the rest of the year is it mutter for you to go ahead and be mekel? Meichatesi, how can you just say, oh yeah, no, this? They say I pass. I go like that. They tell your kosher baruch. You know, I'm just gonna go like the other. You know, take it easy and. You know, that's what Chosh Ruchan says. A person has to be careful that if he's only talking about things which are, he should, unless he wants to be machmir the rest of the year, he should be careful about being machmir. The question is something which just, you know, is just they're chumras and to be machmir on chumras and stuff. It's probably like just like pasako, like you know, certain hechsherim or machmir, you know, maker adin. Every this is, you know, x y this, you know, if you look at the hechsherim and. Not getting into hechsherim, because you know each hechsher is not just the halacha, but it's also the hashkacha and everything like that. But al kapanim, let's say this hechsher has X, Y, and Z chumras, you know, for it to be machmir and the and so you know, so therefore that maker din is okay. So if you machmir like that, it doesn't show the rest of the year. You feel like the other hechsher is treif. Chol v'Yisrael. So lechayra would be according to this in America. I mean, Moshe was matir meikar adin, but he said Yir Shemayim should be machmir. So it could also be something similar to pas akum. Even though there are people who are pesukim, people are cholik, but it's you know Moshe's shita seems pretty widespread in America. However, there's another shita which holds that you should be machmir. Whatever chumers you can be machmir. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference, you know, that you don't have to be choshish for the rest of the year because you try. It's the idea of being a year shemayim, and you're not, you know, you don't have to be knowing like that the rest of the year. So yeah, the fear union. Akopanim. So the Hagah of Yesh, the Chol Adam, the Chapes, the Lefashesh, the Ma'isav, the Loshuv Mehem, Maseres Mechuva. Everyone should try to do, should check out his Ma'isim and Loshuv Mehem, Maseres Mechuva, and to be chayzer and go you know go over everything and say tshuva that the mishmar brings the person should learn sifrei musar anyway should learn sifrei musar the kol hashana sifrei musar isn't just the seals of sharim and you know shari tshuva is dafka and then you to learn you know there are tshuva but whatever sifrei musar. Will give a person, you know, his yisayiris to do tshuva, and so then that's fine. Lashuv v'safik avera tzarich yisir tshuva may avera vadois. The safik avera, a person has to be is even more nizra than avera vadois. He yisir mischarik ishiyodeh she'asa she'ni yodeh. A person doesn't, you know, he just sort of doesn't realize he did an avera. He just sort of goes through his life, you know, as Yeah, maybe I did, maybe I did. You know, who cares so much? It was only a suffix, whatever. So then that a person has to be much focused on much more. And it could be that's even inside of, you know, of a Beinoni. So I'm saying that's Pshat and Beinoni. That a Beinoni is a person who, like, sometimes he does good, sometimes he does bad. Like, okay, yeah, you know, who am I? I'm not a good, I'm not one of the Gdol Yisrael. Who am I? I'm just a stomp guy. So yeah, I make mistakes. Sometimes I do. I do okay. Done okay. Don't daven marayv. You know, whatever. So that's a person that dafka. Then he has. Then person like that definitely has to do even more tshuva because he doesn't feel the problem over there. But chen korban oshem talion hutzvach liyos yaser biyaker. Mechatas. Therefore, that's why Asham Toli has to be. When your person buys an Asham Toli, it has to be even more expensive than the Korban Chatas, because it's in order to make a point that's not, you know, Sveikas are also a problem, not just like, oh, it's a machokis, so what's the big deal? It's not. That's not it. A person has to take all these things seriously. Whatever. That's something I go through. Then, you know, Shulchan talks about different averas, something called Hashem. Person has to be careful, even, you know, even apikorsis, you know, sometimes he's even you know, thinking like, you know, being saying, oh, you know, mezalzon and chachamim might even be a getter of apikorsis. This person has to, you know, go through all the different things to be nizar, and try to fix up during the tzeres mitzvah. Now we're getting into hilchos yom kippur. Tav resh daled is talking about erev yom kippur. Mitzvah lechol be'erev Yom Kippur in laharbos besuda. Then there's a mitzvah to eat eat food in erev Yom Kippur and to marba besuda. So the drasha which is brought, which the Rishonim bring, is because we need to nafshos sechem sisha lechodesh ba'erev. So why does it say ba'erev? It means that really you should fast 2 days, but al kapanim. They said that since the eating on Erev Yom Kippur gives you the koach to fast, so it's like a hechsher mitzvah. It's keilu you fasted for 2 days. And really, the Rambam Taka doesn't bring this halacha. Rosh Hashanah points out that the Rambam held that the drasha of Be'erev is first to Tosefeth Yom Kippur, which is Deraisa, and didn't hold of the idea that the mitzvah to say Deraisa to go ahead and to eat on Erev Yom Kippur besides just a svara that you should eat so you can fast. The Knights of the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the other Rishonim, that it's a mitzvah that you have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And there's the idea of harvest with Suda, to have two Sudas, one in the morning, one in the evening, meaning be sure that you have like a big breakfast or you have lunch and you have, whether it's a Chiv Pas in the morning, I'm not sure, but Al Kapanim, be sure you have something. And then you have Suda Masekis. Assume a second later. Hagava also these anois afilu tainis chalom. Another these anos ba'ayin la'el. It's also to on that day because it's a, if you understand the raisa, you can't fast even on tainis chalom. And if a person is fasting, so he can if he felt like he has to fast or made a net or whatever it is, or he's very scared, he can fast until sunum afsekis, until after chatzais, after mincha. And that would be fine. And the nether also, that if you made a nether klali, a nether would be chal. Okay, I'm showing this, you know, we don't generally don't do in the dorm and not to eat on Thursdays, whatever it is. Beis. And oifel al paneim be'erev Yom Kippur, and we don't say tachan on Erev Yom Kippur. We don't say lamnatzeach because it's on Yom Tzara. Mizmor l'soida because Mizmor l'soida is mamish keneged the korban toida, and then the korban toida is eaten the next day. So by Pesach we don't say it because it's chametz. By Yom Kippur we don't say it every Yom Kippur because you won't be able to eat the korban toida the next day. So therefore, no one brought a korban toida on every Yom Kippur. So we don't say Zecher for this, no one says Mizmor L'Soda. Gam Einomim Kodem Alos HaShachar Harbe Slichos. We don't say, we cut down on the Slichos. Nish Mekomens Nogin L'Harbos V'Slichos. Some actually throw in extra Slichos. I call it Fiyah Minig. It depends what's, you know, depends on the Minig of who you are and where you are and everything like that. Inyan Amiras Avinu Malkeinu Be'er Yom Kippur Yesh B'Machlekes Be'en Achreinim Is a Machlekes Minig Iri Shol Amar Minig in the Ramah city was not to say it Ki In Kishchal Yom Kippur B'Shabbos Unless Yom Kippur was Chal on Shabbos Ein Amin Bo Avinu Malkeinu You don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos So you're mak So you should say an Erev Shabbos As we know it's Erev Yom Kippur Shacharis to give an extra Avinu Malkeinu. So, because on Yom Kippur it's Chalon Shabbos, you don't say Avinu Malkeinu except by Ne'ilah, and then we'll have by Shacharis, not by Erev Yom Kippur Mincha. Okay, that's it.
Sure.